In a world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shukuin Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 14.
This is the RR Podcast.
Look, I hate it too.
What are we doing?
I'm going to come up with it 1 hour from now, roughly. So, you'll hear the idea spark.
I feel sad now.
It was still awful then, too.
I didn't have anything else, okay? And I really felt like being Ryan Seacrest for a night.
But nobody wants to be Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest doesn't want to be Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest is never wrong.
Yeah, your mom's a homo.
They just fucked my day up.
It fucked my day up.
No, I'm sweating. So, speaking of sweating, one-ups?
What?
I don't know. It's weird segues. It's stupid, but it's my thing now.
We weren't even talking about sweating.
I said the word sweating, so we were talking about it.
Okay.
Like, okay. No. I'm riled up.
We'll get through this. One step at a time.
Oh,
I think Kevin's still asleep.
I'm awake.
I can. I
don't. That's just what a person asleep would say.
Dun dun dun. Okay.
No, he's gonna prove it. There you go.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Why are we counting?
I don't know. I just went along with it. 23.
Are we trying to teach Dossum again?
I might have found the Forever Red cards last week. I don't remember.
But the point is you found them now.
I own them still. I got the theme deck for Universe of Hope. I got the triple changes for the Construct Bots, and they're pretty awful, so don't buy those. Unless you really want extra parts to customize with, they stop being fun once you get past the Elite class, because the triple changes are pretty awful. I got the, what the fuck class is it? I don't even know. It's
English, history,
gym.
Your mother?
Scout class? I don't think they're scouts.
It's not a class. Scout class? Training people to be little assassins.
Starscream, Waspinator, and Megatron, and Chop Shop.
I'm Megatron.
Sorry. Waspinator.
The Starscream and Waspinator set is all sorts of cool for multiple reasons. Starscream's pretty cool, and then he comes with a little target master of Waspinator. So that's instant win. The Megatron set's not that great. I don't like it. I picked up Mario Luigi Dream Team, even though I've yet to start it.
He's busy.
My Nuzlocke run of Diamond ended up taking precedence over Mario Luigi.
Anybody dead yet?
No.
So long as Master Swoop is fine.
Master Swoop will always live.
Master Swoop.
No, it's Master.
Master.
There we go.
Thank you. Now it's going to go.
Kevin
with
got it pretty quick.
Hotel.
Yep, Master Swoop.
Why is it Master? Why are we Joey Wheeler?
Because it's better that way.
Because life is better as Joey Wheeler, I guess.
Totally. You can save your sister from blindness. I think that's what she had.
With a child's card game.
Yeah, herpes of the eyes. It causes blindness.
That's I used to have that. It was bad.
I watched Grey's Anatomy, so I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, it's turn.
I picked up the Plasma Blast Elite Trainer Kit. That was really cool.
Now Brian's an elite trainer.
I am. Not really. Spoiler's still awful. In Deluxe Class, Bumblebee from the comic series, he's actually pretty awful, too. So
all these great purchases later.
Awfulness in here. And then today, I was hanging out with Hassan, or AJ Vortex Dude on YouTube, because he was in the area visiting his family, or his aunt and uncle, with his family. So we hung out today, went to a Walmart, and found the Deluxe Mega Red Ranger, which we forgot existed. That was pretty fun. And then we went to Target. I found the Battlefire Megazord, which is Ultra Gosei Great, and you say shit to it, and it fires missiles and stuff.
Fire!
I got it for a review. Very expensive review, but...
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, yeah, it's not worth it. You're so ugly. You're so ugly. We need to teach ugly people that they don't matter.
Yes.
And I don't know how to
teach. Okay, Jossum, you'll eventually matter.
No. I'm trying to teach myself that I don't.
I found Skylinks, even though I found him a couple times, but I finally decided to get him in order to use my Target coupon. He's awful. I don't know why I bought him again. I found the Abominus Combiner Cyberverse pack. He's all clear and shit, so I bought him since I can't find the other three limbs for the individual releases, so I just bought the set. And then finally a visit to Toys R Us. I finally found the MMPR Mega Block set.
MMPR.
Oh my god. So next week's gonna be filled with three Power Ranger reviews. People are gonna go, where the fuck's the figure arts, man?
Go Power Ranger, fly, Power Ranger, wing, Power Ranger,
hey, right now.
Let's not forget Lightspeed Rescue's brilliant track. It's just a series of sad trumpets. It's basically Carter in musical form.
Dawson and Carter's so badass.
So lame.
Best Red Ranger ever.
So good. Anyway, I'm done, I think.
Okay. Let's see, mime. I haven't really bought that much because I haven't found anything. I found one half of those Forever Red packs at my Target, and then I bought a random Yu-Gi-Oh pack that had Slifer the Sky Dragon on it because I had no idea what it was, and I felt compelled to buy it. Didn't have anything interesting. And I saw Parks and Recreation trading card game. I didn't buy anything yet, but I think I might pick up a couple packs next time at Target just because I think it'd be funny to get like a Ron Swanson trading card. I wish they had them for The Office. That'd be hilarious. I wish they had them for just all sitcoms, like a Barney Stinson card, a Robin Sparkles card. It's probably an ultra rare because it's probably Sparkles. Let's see, because I haven't really ordered anything online either. I've built a lot of LBXs recently. I just finished Liubi, and he's a little disappointing because he's all old, and his eyes are stickers. That's what happens when you get old. You just have to put your own eyes on. I'm on the last legs of Raising Hope, so that's fun. And we're doing a Lightspeed Rescue book club thing while we're waiting for new Japanese things to be subbed. So that's been... That was their horns. So I can laugh at Chad's terrible acting and cut my wrists every time Kelsey comes on screen. That sounded wrong.
You don't like lesbians?
No. She's not even a lesbian. She's not even a person. She's just like an it. Some sort of annoying creature. I wish she would have fallen off that mountain when the Men in Black showed up. Kelsey, whatever your last name is. Oh, blimey! When she falls, I don't know why she's British all of a sudden.
Winslow.
Oh. She like related to Carl Winslow. They have the same eyes. Oh, the one from the Cyborg episode they haven't watched yet. His name is Captain McKnight. I'm like, oh my god, it's Connors, whatever. Like, dad, grandfather, creepy uncle.
Crotch hugger.
He carries around a random whip so he can spank people, I guess. I don't know.
Some creepy shit right there.
It's a good note to end my one-ups on. Now I want to hear about poop.
Okay, well...
Don't tell me about it! Don't touch it!
So...
No! Sorry.
I got my July stuff. That's fun. I don't think I've ever gotten such a positive response to a vlog before.
Wave!
Just stares at the camera. What?
Troll and teach her how to wave properly. He had to reprimand her twice.
I did the whole thing without permission. That was fun. I specifically told not to do that.
You filmed a child without permission?
Just like...
Seems about right.
You were specifically told not to do it.
No, when I'm gone, please don't film my child.
No, because if a while back I'd been like, so hey, do you want to, it's like you want to be, help me out, in one of my videos. I was just like, no, not really. I was like, can I use Kaylee? She's like, no. Okay.
But, no. Okay, that means yes.
Well, I was on babysitting details, so.
Kevin was wearing his no means yes shirt, so he thought it was okay.
I was like, alright, well, we're gonna do this anyway. I was like, I really don't care.
You're a wonderful boyfriend, Kevin.
I know. So, I got the most positive, like, 22 likes or something like that on it. I'm like, really? Normally I do a VLOG, like, 3 likes and, like, 800,000 dislikes. I'm like, come on, I only got, like, 5 views.
Marisol disliked it because he dislikes you sitting in a chair.
All right, so
did you go after her and go, look at how much people love her?
No, I didn't tell her yet. She still doesn't know. So that's done. I'm not exactly sure how to explain to him, but like, so...
When you were gone, Kaylee and I made a movie? What? It's not like that! She just opened my package. Sorry, I couldn't resist. There's too many jokes. I'm sorry.
Oh god, you're so horrible. You're such a horrible person. But, oh my god, he's so horrible. Yay, more dinosaurs!
Well, it wouldn't have been so dirty if you wouldn't have said you filmed it in secret. You were supposed to film a small child.
Well,
get out of that jar. This is a professional establishment. Hello? Hello? He fell in.
He fell in.
Someone put the lid on it. He'll be back.
Eventually.
Meanwhile, Aerosol's been up to nothing because he doesn't have a computer, so I'm assuming he's been doing stuff. I think he's been reading and watching TV and quipping on videos and on Twitter. I don't know what he does with his life. Being a flower. You know, Aerosol stuff.
Being a flower.
Just hope he's back next week.
I hope so. I can't take this anymore.
See how it is? Brian told me he didn't want to be here. And later he really won't want to be here, so he'll just leave me.
I was getting the ball.
I know. It's just funny. Damn it, Kevin.
Well, I act like I abandoned you.
You did. I was abandoned.
All I was doing was getting the fucking ball.
Brian's really only here for Aerosol. It's just me and him. He's like, God, I'm just out of obligation. I'm contractually supposed to be here 4 nights a week.
It's really rough.
It's a rough life. He's got to hear me saying offensive things. I would say let's go over the news while he's gone, but there's nothing.
No, there really isn't. Megaforce is going to start airing again in France before it hits here.
Ah, wee wee! So Enter's gonna get to see it.
It's like gonna watch the French encodes. Okay.
Is it in French?
I figured it was.
Oh, it'd be so funny to watch. Goo goo, mega. That was lame.
That was
offensive and lame. So double offensive.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I'm not that excited to see it that I don't think we'll do French Samurai Summer Zushuki. Or Megaforce Summer Zushuki. You're Asian and you're speaking French. Stop humiliating yourself.
Yep.
That wasn't even offensive from me. That's from Rush Hour. I couldn't hold back the hiccup. I was trying my best. It felt like my throat was going to explode because I was trying to hold back an air bubble. I didn't sound like an old dying man.
Hello?
Hello?
What the hell?
fell into a jar. Someone put the lid on it. It was very rude.
Like, all of a sudden, y'all's voices stopped. So I don't know if y'all said anything at me while I was talking.
Couldn't hear in the jar, so...
No, you stopped talking, so...
When did I stop talking?
I got
moving on to a new story, I think.
I got kind of distracted by my own nonsense. So I don't remember what your last sentence was.
Did you hear the GameStop story?
No.
Damn it, you should have said yes, bro.
Any of it?
Yes, well, you went there and they, like, threw a parade, and then, like, they gave you fake t-shirts.
Right, but did you hear the part about, like, catching the small child running around?
Was it your child?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's funny now.
You didn't hear that part?
No.
Obviously, there wasn't one to ask the question.
Okay, well, we were the only ones in there, right? It was just the three of us and the two employees. So we go to leave, and she doesn't want to leave. She's just running around the building like a crazy person. So we were just like, okay, we're just going to leave. So we walked out the building. She's still running around. We're like, fine, we're leaving. She's just looking at us. Like, what? So we close the door behind us, and we're outside, and she starts to come over, and she's looking at us. Right? So my girlfriend went out to, she went over to the car. I'm just standing there. So she comes over. I open the door. I'm like, come on, you coming? And she kind of, like, runs. I'm like, okay, well, fine. Bye. We're leaving. And so then she comes back over to the glass, and she's just looking at the window. My girlfriend's in the freaking car already. And so I open the door. I just leave. So I open the door again. I'm like, are you coming? And she starts to run. She takes like two or three steps. I just take like one step in the building and scoop her up with one arm. And I'm like, there you go. And I look up and there's the two employees that are there. They just start clapping. Right, they're both behind the counter. You just hear, well played. And then, like, my friend Steven's like, well played, sir. Well played. I'm like, really? I'm like, well, this is fun. All right, so who wants to hear about poop?
I do. I'm raising my hand. Okay. You can see it.
Okay, well, we're in the midst of potty training the small child, which that's not an easy task to begin with, right? Just teaching a child to use the bathroom and not just, just crap themselves all the time. I know, Dawson.
You set a pretty bad example.
How do I set a bad example?
You left those ass hairs everywhere.
Genuine Jedi Fun 2005 ass hairs.
Man, those made you money on eBay and you know it.
I still like how you saw that and immediately thought, this is going on Twitter.
That's how my brain works.
Well, in any case, so we did... Such a horrible fucking human being.
I know.
So, Ryan is. Well, I mean, you are, but that's obvious.
Ryan's less obvious about it.
Oh, yeah, people like him.
Everybody loves me.
Ryan's not energetic enough.
No. Yeah, Ryan, you're just sad and tired all the time.
Says Kevin in a lazy voice.
You're just tired, Brian. So...
I think you were hitting on me just now.
You know it.
I feel a little uncomfortable.
I go over to the house yesterday, after... Cause I'm taking the H&R Block tax class, right, to learn more about taxes, because I almost failed my freaking regular tax class when I was in college, because it's awful.
Just get a guy to do them for you. He'll do it.
I know, but... That it doesn't work that way. I mean, it does, but that not if you want to get employed doing taxes.
Oh, I thought you just wanted to learn how to do taxes so you could do taxes yourself.
No, I can do them myself. I can do my own if I wanted to. I just choose not to. In any case, Dawson's a homo. I go and I'm going over to the house to go do reviews because. That's where we do things like that now. And I decided that I was going to go walk around the house for whatever reason. Like, I don't even know what possessed me to go do this, but I did. Well, I saw it go, and I go in a couple of different rooms, and then I go I start in Kaylee's room, and then I go to the spare bedroom. Like, where, that's where I keep my toys at, right? Like, not all, like, all of them, because they're not all there. But I got the mecha I brought, and I got, like, my food droids, my can droids, memory gadgets, which she loves, by the way. That's fun times. She got all excited by the can droids, and she likes the bat shot. She likes to take the bat shot and potentially take pictures of me. She pulled it up, say, and tell me to say cheese, and it doesn't work. All the batteries are dead in all the memories. Like, that one, it's almost dead, but it does enough to make the start of the guy memory noise for the memory gadgets. So it sounds like a taking a picture. So she thinks she's, like, you know, so she thinks it's working properly. I'm like, it's really not, but whatever.
I feel like if she did that to Brian, he would just pull out a cheese stick. She'd be like, say cheese, and then you just hear the noise of the ripping. Like, that sounds good.
Well, I opened the door, and I'm like, I noticed immediately that she was in there that day, because I also have in there some of my belts, but I have my key chest, my ring box, and whatever else. Well, the key chest was open, and I see a couple of the can droids look like they were partially transformed. Right, but like by somebody who didn't know what they were doing, which could have been either one of them. But
Brian's still squatting in the house. I noticed some bandito. I don't know what that's about. Brian just jumped out and screamed, "His thoughts function."
plus her Tinkerbell chair was in the room. Like, that's a dead giveaway. You were in the room, so. I was like, okay, well,
you know, that's just your review chair.
You're right. I'm actually thinking of the Tinkerbell chair in it from now on. And I was just like, whatever, that's fine. I really don't care. Well, I go to see about my stuff, and I see, like, I slide across the floor because that's a bad idea. And I'm like, what the fuck is this on the carpet? Right, because it's just like somebody was eating chocolate. But it was kind of melted.
Is that shit?
And I'm like, I didn't know what it was at first until, like, I decided, like, I'm like a freaking genius. Let's touch it, right? That's a good idea. Right, and then I figured out what it was, and then I just got really mad.
Wait, so you slipped on it with your foot? Like, you slipped on it first?
No, I didn't slip on it. Like, it was carpet. Well, I was kind of like, slid across the floor like I do to get down on the ground, which, as it turns out, meant that because I didn't realize it was in a couple of spots. Now it's on my blue jeans.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's a thing. So
what? Did you just pop a squat and shit in your room?
She's like a dog. No,
I guess she has some kind of like a diarrhea problem or something. I don't know. Because then I noticed that it's on her chair too. And I don't think anyone noticed, because the chairs are still sitting there. What the fuck?
She just thought it was a toilet. Take this, Tinkerbell.
Take this, April O'Neil. So I was like, what the hell happened? Yeah, to protect you from Hawkeye. I was like, what the hell happens? I'm not, like, I was at work all day. I come home to this. Like, it's a good thing I didn't wait till, like, the next day to come here and with this shit, because it'll just be even worse.
I work all day, I come home and there's shit.
This shit? Literally. Someone shit in my room. This shouldn't happen in life.
I was just sad and dismayed.
Why this?
You be sad and I'll be dismayed.
Hopefully DOS made.
But yeah, I was like, I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, so by the time I was on, I counted, I'd made the to-do list. I was sitting, this is what I do, I sit in the middle of this class that I'm in, and I don't actually pay attention right now anyway. I don't pay attention, what am I thinking?
Not paying attention. I don't know
what I'm thinking. Oh, I sit like on Facebook and words with friends and stuff. Well, I made a to-do list. I'm like, okay, these are all the reviews I have to do. I had 31 reviews. I only got through 4 because I was so freaking tired from having, like, four. They had to go, like, check all the rooms now. I was like, I don't know.
Check all the rooms to make sure there's not shit.
Right, like, you can imagine how excited I am to do this. I'm just like, really? Like, this is just stupid. I'm kind of mad now. I want to punch someone in the face.
Preferably a right, small child.
Because no one tells me this. I just come home and I'm like, oh, here's shit on the floor. Come on, that's shit on the floor. That's cool. Let's do that. That sounds like fun. It sounds like fun things to do. You know, I just assume come home and punch Brian's mother in the face.
Poor Brian's mom.
For the record, she didn't shit on your floor.
So you don't know?
This is true. I don't know.
For all you know, she can't walk her happy little ass down here. Shit in my
she
floor.
Walked, blame she walked all the way to New Orleans.
You don't know. She could have. Then she was exhausted, had to take a crap, and
the Tinker Bear chair was inviting.
That chair, that was a very, you know, comfy looking chair. She's like, I think I'm going to take a shit in this. So my poor kid gets blamed for it.
It was like all over the place. Like, she sat in the chair and started shitting and then just started running and like spraying it.
I don't know. Like, it's like little, like, I don't know. It looked like squirt drops. I don't know. I'm going to find more ways to say words that to make it just more disgusting for you. But I don't know because, see, I wasn't there. I was at work making money, being an adult. And I come home to that. And I'm like, what the fuck? So that was fun. And by fun, I mean not at all. Let's see what that was just horrible and sad, and it made me want to cry.
There, buddy.
There, Skipper.
Wasn't anything like that scene from Ted, where you had to call in someone else to clean it up, and you just stood behind a pillar, like, "Don't tell me about it. Don't even look at me. you can never cook with that thumb again."
like that. I don't know, it was kind of like that.
There was a shit on my floor.
Yeah, except this time it wasn't like a hooker that did it.
It's like Brian was holding back a joke. I could feel his resistance.
So, is there a problem, Brian? You alright? Is there a problem?
I'm okay.
Do we need to take this outside?
Did her mom know what happened? Or did she just secretly shit in there?
Well, I don't know if she knew she was in that room or not. I don't know, because we haven't really spoken very much in the past day or so. But I know she didn't know what happened because she made a mess on herself. So that's in the process of, like, she didn't clean that up. Well, she cleaned up that mess, but I don't know if she knew she was in that room. So I'm like, oh, great, now I have to teach this child, don't fucking go in this room when I'm not around to supervise you.
Why don't you just lock it?
Cause?
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Cause. You could just lock it when you're not there. It's safer. Then no one will go in there and take a shit.
I don't have a key.
Well, make a lock. Just switch the doorknob on there with it. With a lock on.
There's a doorknob with a lock on. Your mother's a whore.
Great rebuttal.
It solves my problem, okay? I hate you.
Just put like a Home Alone trap system behind there. That seems safer to you?
Yes, actually it does. And if she gets injured, I can get a good laugh out of the whole thing.
Or just coat the whole room in plastic, just in case. This or is get one very, of those signs that you see outside and it says no dumping.
You think this is funny? You think this is funny, Dawson? You think it's funny? 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 Think it's funny?
Kind of is.
Think it's funny? Think it's funny? Funny? Think it's funny? Think it's funny? Funny? Think it's funny to you? It's funny to you? It's funny?
How long is this gonna go?
It's funny? Think it's funny? Funny?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
I hate you too.
I feel so loved right now.
Your mother's a whore. Your mother's a whore. Your mother's a whore. Your mother's a whore.
It's about all. It's about all.
I'm like, I'm like stuck.
Good thing.
Good thing. God damn it. Anyway.
I don't think there's anything else. I don't think I bought anything else. All I know is...
to buy wet wipes.
I still have 25 of those 31 reviews to do. That's fun.
Takes time to clean up some shit. Forget to throw up 3 or 4 times and then clean up your own throw up.
Then I have to murder someone on their birthday in Thailand.
Poor Dustin. Can't believe Jason's facing Dustin in the finals. Oh my god, he's gonna kill him.
On his birthday, no less.
This went too far.
That's okay. I buy Ranger keys still. I know, right? Silly me.
It's okay. I'm buying them next year. They're gonna be babies, though.
I recorded my Legend Capsule Key Set 4 tonight, and I'm telling this story because this part of the video is gonna get edited out.
There was shit on the camera. You missed.
No. This particular key set has Tiger Ranger and Terror Ranger in it. Well, I'm recording to get the Tiger Ranger, which of course is Trini. And I can't resist because I'm a terrible human being. And I just go, look, watch, it's Trini. And I put the key down and push it over. I'm just like, that's terrible. That's just awful. I can't leave this in. The PM's gonna get complaints about this. And as it is, I pick up the Terror Ranger and I'm like, this is May. Or an ungrateful so-and-so. You know who this is.
I think Ranger's an inconsiderate bitch.
Like, I can't leave this in the video. This is gonna get me in trouble. Oh, people are going to get mad at me.
Well, it's her fault the Lightspeed Rangers had to make a PSA about seatbelts. It wasn't really a PSA, but I just said it.
Your mom's a PSA.
Totally.
But yeah, so I felt like Dawson. I was like, I can't do this. I can't make a dead Trini joke in the middle of this video. I mean, this is, if it were a podcast, maybe, but...
I don't know why people can still make offensive jokes about Michael Jackson, but not Trini. They practically look the same.
Well, yeah, now.
It's funny because it's kind of true.
But it's like all these other big-name celebrities that have died. Celebrities that have died have so many jokes made out of them, but it's everyone, like, tiptoes around Trini. Just because, like, would you get special treatment if you're on the D-list?
I didn't even think that would be a high enough list for the D-list, but...
I don't think so. Because that's why Kathy Griffin's on. I think she's more famous than Trini.
Master Swoop.
Right. Well, Brian's over here jerking off Master Swoop. That's fun. You enjoying Master Swoop, Brian? You enjoying him in his day of underpants? Mm-hmm. Master Swoop.
Now on to the news. Alright.
There's no news. I just want to point out we spent the majority of the one-ups talking about poop.
I like this is the R.
Shit. We've spent a half hour talking about poop, pretty much.
This is the RR podcast, after all. You know, what else would we discuss? Well, we could talk about the rumor of a Sentai. Like, look, there's gonna be animals. Like, all right,
then go on here again. That was the rumor, basically.
And they're gonna have a yellow. I don't know why that had to be included in the rumor. Like, we're gonna use yellow again. Like, oh, I don't care. I thought it was funny that like they had to put that in there. Like, yellow's coming back. Like, what, did we delete it as a color?
Where'd she go?
Did we take it out the rainbow? Like,
it retroactively deleted yellow from the universe when we didn't use it in Kyrgyzure. I thought you knew that.
I got confused. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, I know Dawson's a dumbass motherfucker, but damn.
What? Yeah. Random question. Kevin, did you ever finish How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I didn't get around to that. I gotta watch. I'm still on season 5. Season 5 is the last thing That's what I'm on.
Okay.
But you know what's upsetting is that what's fun is that when you have a small child, they like to watch Disney movies a lot. Well, this one in particular happens to favor The Little Mermaid frequently.
You should tell How I Met Your Mother's a Disney movie.
What I was gonna say is that it's difficult now to watch The Little Mermaid, because now all that happens is I get to the when she sings Part of Your World, all I can picture now is Billy. So that's fun. That's a thing. I'm like, this is awkward. Poor Billy. I imagine it's Billy sitting there being obnoxious and gay.
He realizes we're still here, right?
Like, why this, Aerosol? Why this?
He's not even here to defend himself.
Because it's awesome.
I know it's awesome. It's hilarious. All I'm saying is that it makes it difficult for me to be a human being.
I don't even think the Aerosol's computer is really broken. I think a wizard just cursed him and turned him into the alpaca. So he's just a stuffed animal and he can't figure out how to use the computer as a stuffed animal, even though he's tweeted numerous times. It took him a long time to compose those tweets, though, as a stuffed animal. This bit's going nowhere.
I think that you're just stupid and suck at life.
Well, totally.
Your on? Thoughts?
No. Yeah, sure. Two.
Your mom's a whore.
Wait. Now it's time for.
Oh, do we have no news?
Yeah.
Like, we really have no news. I was wondering about that.
We don't joke about news. We're serious. We're like a serious podcast.
And now it's time for.
I said that already.
Superhero Taimu. Chiyo. Wizard. Please. Ultraman Ginga! I still don't like that. I still gotta work out how to sound like the thing. But that's fine. And then other things that we talk about in this segment.
That's it.
Your mother's that it, okay? Your mother's it.
We're all playing right, tag. So we're...
What?
You know, because you said your mom's it. Like, tag. Forget it. Just go.
Why are you a homo? All right, so we're on episode 25 of the Cuba Boobers, and this episode starts off with Soji, and he's tired, he's gonna go to sleep, because they're all like, hey, we're done, we beat the boss. All that's left is Lucky and Candelilla. And so we're going to go beat him at some point. But that's all that's left, and we're all happy and excited. Like, okay. Well, Soji's like, all right, guys. Well, I'm just going to go take a nap. And he's like, all right, cool, whatever. So then he starts dreaming of that chick that's trying to get in his pants. And she makes some food. But then she turns into, like, Lucky, which is just creepy. And everyone starts beating him. Which I'm fine with, just because it's funny to me watching someone get beaten by like six people with wooden sticks. But it turns into Lucky, and that looks kind of weird. And so he gets like no sleep, and he's all tired. And he's like, okay, guys, I'm gonna be a pal and like share my bad dream with you. And they all laugh at him, and I'm like, well, that's just rude. Except Daigo comes in, and he's like, oh, I'm all tired, man. I just had this dream, and Lucky was there, and like, I know you too, right? And then in comes like Ian and Nobu, and like, dude, we had like these same type dreams. Like, Lucky was there, and we got like made fun of and beaten up on. And he's like, yeah. And so like, okay, well, then like the monster comes, and there's like power monsters, and like we're gonna go fight, sort of. But like Amy's the only one who's like, yeah, let's do this. They're all like, oh, we're kind of tired, man. Do we have to go? Like, can we send somebody else? Like, what if we just call Ramirez? Can't he do it? He's not doing anything. He's dead. And so they go, and they start to fight, but they're all tired. And then Uchi comes in,
And he's just, like, shooting everything because he's half asleep because he had the same dream. And in his dream, Lucky is his old lord from back in the Warring States era. And they wake him up, and Lucky and the monster come out. And apparently Lucky made the monster himself while Candelilis was sleeping. Basically, this monster goes into your dream and terrorizes you, which sounds like fun. And you know, so they put Amy to sleep, and he jumps in Amy's dream, and they wake her up with Ovarapu's gas. But now she's exhausted too. So like, all right, well, what we have to do is we have to keep each other awake. That sounds like a plan. And like, okay, so Soji decides I'm gonna go train and figure out how to beat this guy's pillow, because this dude just got like a pillow attack, and he has other sleepy time attacks that I forget what they were, but it was funny at the time because I had a joke about it. The monster looks like Evil Mallow. If he were Mallow from Mario RPG, but evil, that's what would be this monster. Doesn't it? Now that you think about it, it's kind of like Mallow, except evil. I forgot what his other attacks were, but I had funny jokes for them when I watched this episode. They go along, and Uchi and Ian and King decide they're just going to beat each other. When one starts to fall asleep, they just hit that person repeatedly with a fan. Meanwhile, Nobu's like, I know what I'll do. I'll just tape my eyes open and drink a bunch of coffee, because that's the thing. So Soji's like trying to practice and train, and his little hoe comes and brings him some kind of like energy supplemental drink that she made herself. Which it just looks like you just put like a bunch of spinach in a cup and then shit in it. And that's what it looks like to me anyway. And so he drinks some, and he's like, oh man, I'm awesome. I'm doing great. Well, they assemble to go, because Lucky shows up again. And Nobu is they can't reach him, he's asleep. So they go get him, and they can't wake him up with Ovarapu. So they finally get him awake, and out pops Lucky and the monster. So they all drink some of this disgusting drink, and they're all like wide awake now. So they decide they're gonna do what is perhaps one of the funniest roll calls ever, or one of the funniest sequences ever, because they transform, they dance really fast. And they transform, and then they're like, okay, we're going to do roll call. And they actually, like, get ready. Like, the monster and Lucky are like, okay, we're going to sit and listen while you do your nonsense. And they just all six do it at one time. So you can't understand a word they're saying. And they're just like, you know, Chuden Sentai, Kyo Yujir, all at once. And, you know, and like, wait, we could understand you. What the hell? Do it again, but properly this time. Where it takes you, like, 6 minutes. And they're like, nope, and they run in and start attacking him. Like, son of a bitch! So, that was fun. Soji beats up on the monster, and they destroy him. Lucky comes in and pours sperm water on him, and he grows giant. They summon the Juden Ryu, and they form Kyoryugen Stegochi and Zektorn! And they also form Teraideno and Plezuo Bunpaki, I think, or something like that, or Plezuo. No, this is Plezuo this time. It's just Plezuo. Well, they beat up, they kill the monster. Lucky's all sad, and they're like, all right, Lucky, we're going to kick your ass now, you little bastard, getting in our dreams and shit. And he's like, no, don't hurt me, I'm just a baby. And then The other guys come in, and they're like, look, we're alive. And there's like the palace there, and he's like, Lucky, you did good. And he's like, yay, Kaosama loves me and touches me inappropriately. And we're like, wait, what? No. And it was like, it's freaking like Michael Jackson shit or something. And so they're like, okay. Everyone's alive because apparently the Boss put his heart into Chaos right at the last minute before they could kill him. And then he's alive, and then the base like regenerated itself because it has that ability apparently. And then he saved Igallon at like the last minute before he could blow himself up and kill himself for people. So then he's alive, and now it's just sad for everyone. They're all alive again. We're back at square one, and just all the differences now, like, Chaos's hand is green and has Deadbolt's face on the back of it. And they're like, oh shit. And then, so they leave, they're like, we're gonna go do stuff. We know what to do. So he's back at the base, they're like, we're proud of you, Lucky. We found out that hatred can beat their bravery. And then Soji goes to his bitch and is like, man, that energy drink worked great. We all, you know, it was awful. It tasted like crap, but it worked on all of us. We all did great. She's like, wait, what? Like, you just, like, shared it around your friends? Like, that was kind of for you. And what do you mean it tasted awful? And then she beats the shit out of him. And then it ends. Well, this was a strange and fun episode, I guess.
That was pretty much my thoughts, too. Like, it was a thing. Like, I didn't hate it. It was enjoyable. Not too much happened. It was kind of a back to filleriness, but at the same time, like, stuff kind of did happen with the there goes Zacko, because Dolphin just came back in the dick.
Hello. I'm the dick you just spoke of.
Yes, you are.
You are the
wind beneath my wings.
Thank you.
Oh my god, I can hear my stupid laugh echoing.
I know, it's awful.
It's like when I hear my voice, I just want to kill myself. Challenge accepted.
Don't mute it, just get up and walk away.
When I hear your voice, I want to kill myself.
Right, just get up and walk away, okay.
No, like leave.
Like now? Alright. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I just fake got up like someone could see me.
Like, watching everything turn into Lucky was creepy. Like, that was just weird. Like, King was Lucky, and, you know, Nobu's sister was Lucky, and they're all Lucky, and it was just awful. But it was funny, and, like, a little bit did happen that sets up the next segment of the show, like, what we're gonna do, and they make a new commander, or whatever. Like, meet your comrade, but we don't get to see him. And I guess he's, like, Tommy or something, calls him comrade. Let's go, comrade. I'm like, all right, let's do this.
The butt is lost, but the voice.
He's gonna probably prove to be pretty interesting.
Hopefully,
but we'll see. Yayoi's in the next episode. That'll be fun.
Yay!
is All Shade the next episode? Because I want him to come back too.
All Shades. All Shades. That's what I keep hearing. And like, he wears shades, so it works.
I think that what's going to happen is that, like, or at least from the way it looks, is that they're going to get the powered up batteries.
Sorry.
I'm going to murder you. All right?
Five after, like clockwork.
Look. We're going to murder you, okay?
All right.
Okay?
You know who to look for if I turn up murdered.
Oh, trust me. You will turn up
I'm going to wash up on shore with a sticker on me that says murdered. And they're going to know.
Look, it's going to be like on CSI. You're going to turn up murdered, and then David Caruso is going to like make kind of a comment and then put his sunglasses on and then it's going to cut the theme music.
Sounds awesome.
I like
She watches a lot of CSI Miami. It's all my DVR is recorded now, and so I have to make jokes about it.
Wait, your girlfriend or the girl? Sorry,
the girlfriend. No, not the 2-year-old watches CSI Miami all the time.
That would be hilarious.
Daddy, look, dead body. Like, no.
The Little Mermaid and CSI. Those are her favorite shows. She also loves Criminal Minds, Cold Case. Sorry, go ahead, Brian. Talk about the actual episode.
No, I was just going to say that I liked the sped up
faggot.
Like roll call and stuff. That was pretty funny. And I don't. The whole thing with Davos is kind of convoluted. Like, oh, we killed him. Oh, wait, no, he's in Chaos's hand. Oh, Aegron's dead. Nope, he's alive because he got whisked away right before the explosion that still happened.
Exactly.
He was the one exploding. I'm not sure how that actually worked. But okay, it just kind of is irritating that after all of that kind of middle season, I guess mid game because it's not end game. Nonsense that nothing actually happened. Like, the Kyoryugers aren't at a disadvantage. the Deboss army isn't at a disadvantage. No, nothing actually happened in that set of episodes. Everything's
back to... We got Yayoi.
Like, both sides got additional people.
They got some time before where they thought it was peacetime. That was fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Why this?
Well, that's what they got. That's all that really happened. It's not like when this happened in GoBusters, Messiah was just gone. I mean, they had like the cards and stuff, but like the actual Messiah we had seen for 30 episodes, he was like, smash! He was gone.
I'm just going to rub myself now, and you're going to go die.
Because of the rubbing? Probably.
No, just because.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can agree that it's kind of annoying that everything just kind of... Nothing really changed. It just sort of created a pause.
Reset. Like, it's like things happened, but then it reset itself, so it's all better. Like, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know how to feel about it. Like, because it's, on one hand, I'm like, it's annoying, but on the other hand, I like some of the characters, so I'm like, oh, good, I get to see them a while longer. But... Like it is upsetting that like they did the whole thing only to have nothing actually happen. But then again, isn't this a Kobayashi show? So I mean, is this the one that's a Kobayashi show? Is Kyuger? Is that the other one? Who the fuck's writing this show?
GoBusters was a Kobayashi show.
Yeah, this is a guy that like locks himself
out. Who the fuck is writing?
This is the guy that wrote Double.
Oh, this is the Double guy. Okay.
He locks himself
in the room. You know I can't get this shit straight anymore. They're all the same. It's all the same people now. They're just recycling crew members. I don't know who's doing what anymore. But, I mean, stuff... I don't remember DK. I don't remember Double being like this, where, like, shit happened but didn't really happen. I don't know what's up with that, but... You know, I don't know. I assume we're gonna do stuff at some point, just not right now, you know. It'll all work itself out. I hope. We're gonna kill things later, like Brian. We're gonna kill Brian.
No, we need him. Brian's challenging Chad to a duel later. We have to watch. He's going to send him a scroll signed Brian, even though the dude never introduced himself. I'm just saying.
I don't understand the bit.
Lightspeed Rescue. Gonna make it a Lightspeed Rescue! Oh, we get it. That's the whole song. They give RPM shit. They say something about the world fell. Yeah, you should have caught it. But, whatever.
The signal is calling. Our planet is falling. The danger will test you. Better make it a Lightspeed Rescue.
That sounds like the cold version where you have a cold and you're singing it.
Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Light speed. Power's on its way. Rangers save the day. Aww. Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Light speed go.
So this week on Wizard, we start off with Haruto telling everybody that Koyomi is with her dad and everything should be fine. And while he's doing that, Fireworks is telling the Phantom of the Week that the last hope of this guy is his unborn child and wife, so we should probably just kill them.
And Fireworks?
Yeah, because the kid called Medusa Fireworks in your vlog, so I'm changing her name to Fireworks in all summaries now.
Fireworks?
Yeah, she handed you the Medusa figure art, and she said Fireworks, and you said, that's not Fireworks.
Oh, yeah, I did, huh? I forgot about that part. I just remember, yay, more dinosaurs.
Kevin was more distracted than the child. So, anyhow.
Where I am.
A white wizard took Kiyomi to his magical spinning room with one pillar, and so he's just like, just hang back here, kid. I'm going to go do stuff. And so they're with Todoroki, and Mayu's like, he sent me to steal your Infinity Ring, and then he totally pulls a Gintaro and just gives it to her. and then the Phantom attacks the pregnant lady.
You know, when you say it that way, it sounds bad.
Brian said yesterday, credit to this joke goes to Shukun Shinobi, dated October 15th. Except I meant August. I got it from the future. I stole Dokes. Fuck it. I'm just going to keep going. I stole Dokes.
You stole Dokes and Dokes and Dokes.
Anyway, pregnant lady. Fireworks tries to blow up the pregnant lady, but they saved her. And I'm in no way flipping through the episode because I forgot to click save when I wrote the summary. They fight the Phantom, and they're fighting Medusa, and she's like, hey, this will be better underground. So they're all fighting. The Phantom gets finished off, and what's her name? Mayu uses her fancy new hope... Wait, the hope ring? Holy ring.
Holy.
Sorry. Holy ring.
Holy. No.
Her and Medusa get in the standoff, and Mage wins, and she's like, ha, at last, I'm the better twin. And then Piedmon stabs her, wise man. And he's like, I'm the White Wizard. No one saw this coming. And then it ends. I had a bunch of jokes I wrote, but I legitimately forgot to click save on the Word document. I just opened up my document 5 minutes ago, and it was last week's. I was very sad. There was many more mentions of fireworks in there several times. Anyway, even though the reveal at the end of Wise Man and White Wizard being the same person to the end was pretty much called before the series even happened. We called it like on Forza 15. We were like, you know what? I bet this will happen. the episode itself was pretty good. A lot of stuff happening with the pregnant lady almost got blown up, which was pretty. I don't want to say I like it because I don't like to say I like pregnant women being attacked, but I like that it wasn't such a superficial, stupid hope thing. Like, you could literally – that's something that actually makes you lose your hope is your family being killed as opposed to, oh, fuck, my career's ruined. This painting got cut.
Not really to me anyway, but whatever.
After she pooped, the deal was off. If Medusa takes her, he's like, you know what? She pooped in my room once. I made my peace.
Anyway, like, you're going to have to leave now.
I thought that was good. The final fight with Medusa and Mage was a little anticlimactic, but it was still good. Todoroki, you know, becoming a writer again, or had the potential at least. Just a lot happened. I thought it was a very entertaining episode. A lot was moving. It was cool. And even though, like I said, even though we saw it coming, it was still a pretty good reveal. Like, they seemed surprised. It does kind of make the show, in a way, almost seem pointless because it was the same dude commanding both sides. I'm trying to think of a show recently that happened with. That is kind of funny.
It kind of didn't really matter in the long run because the way Phantoms were set up, they were a villain group that could never win to begin with. Since the person that's going to become the Phantom needs to die. And this is a children's show.
Yeah.
And so they're not going to do that a whole lot. So the Phantoms are doomed to fail anyway, in essence of being on a children's show.
It's not like in Kuga where they used to chop people in half on the reg.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I think Brian's just totally, like, a homosexual. But, you know, these things happen when you're talking to dead people. Wait, what? I don't know.
We're not doing the Sixth Sense RR and RR. RR and RR returns with the Sixth Sense. I don't know why. And I'm doing a bit now. But we were talking about this yesterday in our private discussions. It does kind of, unless they for some reason offer a different explanation, but kind of explain why Wise Man wanted Haruto to have the dragon upgrade is because he was White Wizard and he was just wearing that hat that day. He's like, oh, I'm in the wrong costume. Whatever, I'll just have Medusa do it. He forgets who he's talking to. It's like a classic like movie where someone's on a date with two different people, except he's got a switch. And I made an elaborate joke about how he like runs to that forest and dives into the bed and changes into Wise Man. Where I was like, he has teleport. Shut up. It's funnier if he has to run and dive into the bed.
I have a question.
No.
Okay.
Wait, I want to hear it.
No, is I brought it up when we were talking about it the other day.
You fuckstick.
Is Fueki actually a Phantom, or is that just like a form that Aang gives him to fool the other Phantoms?
I don't know.
I think he is a Phantom. And I think, well, so I'm not, like, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I think somehow him being a Phantom and Koyomi is all related in some way. I think I mentioned it's possible that he could be like Gremlin, where he's a Phantom, but he still has his soul. So that could be possible. It could be possible this whole thing was to cure himself. I don't know. It's all going to be related somehow, I think.
Well, let's see. It says he was a particle physicist, so maybe somehow fooling with his physics thing, he, like, turned himself into that form.
Maybe it was like the Mezagog thing, but with Wise Man.
Like, okay, this is what I think, and I just thought of this literally 10 seconds ago. Okay, so it says he used a particle physicist, so he was probably doing some kind of experiment on something. Maybe he found some kind of a magical stone, was doing an experiment on it, turned himself into Wise Man. Right, like that form, but he can change back. Well, then he made the belt or whatever to utilizes these rings for, like, utilizes the stones, and then he had the Sabbat in order to cure himself, but instead he just made more phantoms, and in the process screwed up his kid and was like, oh shit.
Sounds so messy.
Yeah, so he took her to Haruto and was like, here, take care of my kid, she'll be your magic bitch. And then so now he's trying to, like,
he wants to make more wizards because he wants more friends.
He's starting the whole thing because now he can do the thing over again, but he wants to cure Koyomi, which is what the Philosopher's Stone is to do, is to restore her back to the way she was.
I'm trying to figure out why he needs four wizards.
He likes the number. He's like, he's OCD and he only counts in fours.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe, like, it's just a whole new level of magic. Like, Haruto accesses his phantom for his magic, just like all the other wizards, and, you know, he accesses the dragon as sort of its power. Maybe, like, this is like a whole new level where he can actually take the phantom's form, and he has like just an entirely different level of control over the phantom's magic, and he's sort of become one with everything. I don't know.
That's possible. I forgot what Wiseman was supposed to be.
Piedmon
somewhere.
He mentioned to, you know, what's her face, Koyomi, when they're in that room, that she was his hope. Maybe she died and he just rebuilt her as a magic doll so that she doesn't die and he doesn't lose control. Maybe that's why she's so important, because if she dies, then he'll lose control to the phantom side.
He did say that she is his hope. So, wait, Brian, what about Wise Man? What? You forgot what he is?
What
he?
Like, what the phantom's supposed to be. I read it somewhere. The
Carbuncle? the thing from that Final Fantasy game.
You're a Carbuncle. I'm sorry.
Wiseman. Let's see. A carbuncle is... Okay.
I know Carmichael.
Well, I go to Carbuncle on Wikipedia. It just says, this creature was alleged to be seen in Latin America. Legends say the carbuncle has some sort of jewel on its head. Do you know anybody tell me what the fuck a carbuncle is, you douchebag motherfucker?
Jewel.
Carbuncle. Okay. No. Oh, no, that's not what I want. Oh, God, that's... Stop it. I don't want to look at that.
You guys are porn?
No. No, it's like a...
It's a carbuncle porn.
No, it's an abscess on the skin. It's like a boil with pus in it.
Ah.
You want to see that, Brian? Do you want to... I mean, Dawson probably does.
No.
No.
I don't know. And I'm scared to type it in, like, Google image search now, because I don't know what's going to happen. But so I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
I'm just happy to enjoy the show.
Like, I just hope they explain everything.
Well, they will. It's just a matter of whether it makes sense or not.
That's true.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I did this because that. Okay.
I was bored. Like Long, I've been living for a long time, so I was like, you know what, I'll just play both sides. I have these two costumes. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, these two costumes. It's like I just change hats. It's different hat day.
One of the things I want most out of the last batch is some sort of just explanation about Beast and like his role and what all that was, because like there's potential for an interesting little backstory on the Beast powers, other than oh, they're just old. Because people keep referring to him like basically he's old and busted. Like, oh, you're just an ancient wizard. You're just archetype. Get out of here, mayonnaise boy.
See, I think that like the Beast powers are like an actual wizard power, and he found them, and that's what he based his shit on. Is like the like, oh look, I can do magic or something. I don't know.
It's like more modern. It's like it got an update.
Yeah. Because see, I say like the particle physics that he changes, because he can make magical stones out of his body. So like I think that that's part of what like the his phantom body is something merged
like
with those stones.
Like Rancic with stones. He can pass stones.
Like it's something merged with those stones. So I don't know. That kind of a thing. Like he just merged with the stones, and now if he drinks too much coke and gets a kidney stone, he can just pass it out like it's nothing. Because that opening is really big now.
Oh. I lost track on what was going on.
We're talking about kidney stones.
This best is podcast RR. Ever.
And this is the RR podcast.
Tonight's lineup is poop and kidney stones.
This is what happens when Aerosol's not here to have intelligent discussion with us. Like, you know what would be fun to talk about? Poop.
I was the one asking the most questions too. Brian was just like, oh, I'm like, and what consistency was it? What's her diet like?
Like,
did you slip on it? What clothes did you get it on?
Meanwhile, Brian's over here like, all right, can we move on from the poop? Can we do something else?
No.
Like, tell me more. Tell me more about poop. How can I go about tasting the poop? What, Dawson? You disgusting bitch.
Let's touch it. That seems like a good idea. This will solve the case. Couldn't the smell give it away? Didn't it smell? Sorry.
Not from far away. Like, it wasn't like I walk in the room and just the whole room smells like ass. Like, no.
Well, when you, like, slid and then you decided to touch it, I'm assuming the smell would have been there.
After I touched it, it was like, what's this? Sniff, sniff. Oh, that's on my hand.
After I touched it, like, it activated the smell? Sorry.
Look, it seemed like a good idea at the time, okay?
We're still going. You can never cook with that finger again.
I'll cook with your mom. I'll make sure to cook food for you with that finger.
Oh, God. Another reason. So that's why the kid can't go to MorphCon, because he's just going to poop over everything. We're just going to come back to the hotel room, and the whole room's going to be covered with poop.
That was that different than when we were there the last time. lawyered.
Guess it's time to move on.
I don't want to move on.
Everyone's favorite show.
This show is actually good.
Aerosol's like really sad he's not here to talk about his favorite program.
So Brian, Ginga?
I didn't hate this episode.
I did not either, but that's because Tiga Dark showed up.
Well, outside of the fact that I still don't like any of these characters remotely, so it's still not really enjoyable, but it actually kind of developed a little bit of a plot, and it was actually going somewhere, and there wasn't anything stupid going on, so in that aspect, I really enjoyed it. And
I'm still not sure why I should like them.
What, the characters?
Yeah, like
At this point, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to. Because, like, okay, I seriously see no reason to like any of these people.
Like, I don't see a reason why they're there. I don't see a reason why I should like them. Like, I just don't. Like, they're not doing anything for me.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure you're not really supposed to like them at all. Because they're not really likable characters. I wouldn't even call them characters. More like plot movers. And they weren't even doing that until this episode. Like, that asshole guy that was controlling John Killer finally stop being an asshole. Sort of.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's there. I like John Killer.
John Killer is the king of stock footage. Like, I've never seen stock footage used so masterfully in my life. And by masterfully, I meant completely awful. Like, so obvious. Like, the fucker transforms, and you, like, get the same stock footage every single time of it transforming.
Oh, no, Dragon Zord did that.
Yeah, but MMPR is awful, so.
It's supposed to be awful, therefore it's okay.
Random question. Other than Blade King form, the Kyoju 2-packs, and the two Hurricane 2-packs, is there anything else that's important recently?
They had the Hurricanes, the Go-Rigers.
The two Hurricanes packs, the Kyoju pack, and Blade King form. I'm sending a message to OK. I just want to forget anything.
The Final Hope ring set, if you want it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to put that on my list when I made that. I told him I wanted it, but I was adapting my stuff, and I didn't put the Psycho No Kibo Hope there. Anyway. Like, I mean, yeah, this episode was a little bit better. Like, it was fun watching the Darkspark scan Tiga, and then it turns him into, like, Tiga Dark. And that little critter thing was creepy. Like, that dude is not creepy, obnoxious. That's the word I wanted. I wanted obnoxious.
Kimurian or whatever? Kimura.
Yeah, Kumin. Kimuroid or whatever. Like, dude, I really hope something bad happens to you. But, like, I love how, like, Hikaru uses the Kimurian or whatever, and he's like, you could do that? Like, you could use it that way? Like, what? Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. Like, he didn't know you could do those things. Like, okay. But I'm just hoping that now they're going to, like, start defining a role for the characters that, like, because I feel like, okay, well, now we're kind of set up with them. Like, we're set up, we got the almost, I guess, like, having the group together or something. Like, we're set up. Like, okay, we got these are our protagonist and his little posse that he's going to run around with. And so now we can, like, actually have a role, like, of what kind of a person they are and what they're going to do here. Why I should care about them. Instead of just, you know, well, because. I mean, I like watching him kill. He got turned into that new critter. That new monster thing was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, Drake or whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't do too much, but.
Yeah, it was pretty neat though.
I wish we kind of got a little more about Tiga, because he was in like the last episode. He like kind of just turned around, going, "Oh shit, fuck my life," and all of a sudden he's like frozen again and darked with no sort of exposition as to why.
Well, I mean, I almost feel like he's just running around like crazy, or he found the bad guy lair or something, and the bad guy dude like saw him and grabbed him and scanned him. So then the dark spark made him evil. I guess, I don't know, but like it's funny because the episode starts, and the first like 3 minutes are a recap. But, like, I didn't know that at first. I got like, wait, is this the right episode? Like, pause it, like, check. Like, yeah, the file name says episode 5. I'm like, okay. Let's keep going. Like, I was confused at first. I didn't know what I was watching.
I got confused because I watched it on YouTube because I went to go download it, like,
the download.
3 hours ago. And it just totally didn't exist, like, over time didn't exist. So I'm like, oh shit, and so I had to go watch it on YouTube.
But, it's a story of peril, accident, and romance.
But, like, it started, and it was, like, doing a recap. I was like, am I watching the right fucking thing?
I know, like, I didn't know if I was watching the right program or not, like, the right episode. So I was like, what? But, I guess so. I don't know why we had to recap, but we recapped.
Especially since, like,
it's only been 5 episodes, yeah.
It's only been 5 episodes, and they're going to break after the next episode. So, It would have made more sense to do the recap when they come back from the break, but
maybe they'll do it.
Yeah. I didn't even know there, because I remember you saying there's a break, and I didn't pay attention to when you said there's going to be a break, and so I didn't know.
I think it's supposed to be 12 episodes. They're breaking after 6.
Wait, the whole show's going to be 12 episodes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they better wrap this up soon, then. But I, like, I didn't know that, I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, when the break was. I didn't know when the break was, so I didn't know there was an episode this week until, like, they released it. I'm like, oh, shit, Ginga. Gotta watch this.
Ginga.
Yeah. I liked watching Taro, like, move shit out the way with his, like, psychokinesis thing going on. I'm like, alright, that's cool. And then, I like, brings the John Killer up into space, and he's like, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you up here, and Taro's like, you probably want to get back to Earth. I'm just saying. From experience, yeah, you probably want to get back to Earth. What do you mean? Just trust me. You want to get back to Earth. Okay. But, you know, that's what happens when you bang your mom.
I know. Maybe they're breaking after 7, I guess. I don't know anymore. Maybe they're not breaking at all.
Break again.
I want to break you.
Hold on.
Because episode 6 aired August 7th.
Hi, Bella.
We're behind a lot. Episode 7 aired August 14th. So yeah, we're behind on this show.
It's like Aki Ranger, but we care less.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Whatevs. And stuff.
I don't know, I guess we're doing it.
I hate all these people.
Do it to it, Lars.
I don't know if he's talking about someone he's reading about or just us.
No, I was just looking at the Ginga cast. I hate all of them.
Oh.
Every like, single one of them I hate.
Poor Taro.
Like, I love Taro. It. He's like...
Taro! Sorry.
Like, I love how he's like, well, we can't, like, we can't tell...
Damn it, Bella!
We can't
like
tell...
like doing a dance.
God damn it, Dawson, you fucking faggot. Like, we can't tell so-and-so about, like, whatever. And he's like, okay, well, you know. I'm like, why can't you tell him? He's your friend. Stop it. And he gets all pissed and runs away and becomes a bad guy. I'm like, oh my god. Like, why this? Like, why are we doing this? Like, this is just stupid. Like, I don't know. These characters suck. I'm just saying. I personally think it's Brian's fault, but...
Yep, it's my fault.
Brian wrote it.
He might have, you don't know.
I don't know his life.
You don't know my life.
You don't know your mom.
Okay.
I'm bored now.
Yep.
Bored now.
Toodles.
Toodaloo!
Brian must be pissed. He only says toodles when he's upset.
Garo! my girl buddy's not here!
He's gone!
I don't know what to do with my life. It was an episode and it was good. I want to talk about it, but I can't talk to myself. Which is a bubble face lie, because I talk to myself all the time.
Just talk to Master Swoop.
Master Swoop!
That will solve all of your problems, to be honest.
Let's go, Master Swoop. You're level 8. You're the weakest Pokemon on my team, but you're Master Swoop.
What kind of accent is that?
I don't know. Joey Wheeler mixed with Down Syndrome.
Sounds delicious.
It is.
That's weird. We're getting into some weird conversations now. I was just about to say, so if you couldn't tell, Aerosol's not here, but they've probably been able to tell the whole time. We've been trying to cover it up. We've been using stock footage and, like, shots of the back of their head and, like, stand-ins, like, you know, like when the MNPR cast left. We've been doing that. He's going to be replaced by an Asian later.
Okay.
But he's not Asian enough, so we made him change his name. So he'll be debuting next week. His name is Wei Wong, his brother.
Yong.
That's his full name. His first name is Wei Wong, and his last name is brother. So, He's really Asian. Anyway.
Cena, I am asked to swoop.
So now it's time for...
Wamble, wamble, wamble time.
Where?
It's time for wamble time.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is why they shouldn't let us do the podcast by ourselves.
Look, we're two men down. One of them's asleep. The other one's dead. We're not even sure which one's which. Okay, so Pokemon this week involved a boat and a caper.
They were on a boat. Silent was like, I'm a mystery detective connoisseur, bitch.
Oh,
and I hated life, and I cried, and I ignored it, and then it ended, and I was happy.
All right, so now moving on to Batman. this week's was okay. I wasn't really that upset at it.
How was it okay?
It was okay. It wasn't that bad.
How?
The guy wore a mustache.
Silent was in it.
That's true. That was pretty annoying.
The guy wore a mustache.
The guy, I forgot about that. I'm a detective connoisseur crap.
Silent tries too hard to be everything. Like, he's a waiter, he's a chef, he is, like, a dad.
A dad?
It's like, I'll take care of everyone. He's a detective.
I'm a dad connoisseur.
I am a parenting connoisseur.
I like the idea of that. It cracks me up.
Yeah, I hate him so much.
I'm going to be so glad when he's gone.
Whenever I have to use his trainer card in a deck, I cry a little on the inside.
Just rip it up mid-game. Don't even care.
Just I rip every time I play it, and I have to get a new one. Like, I play Silent.
You just rip it and throw it in your opponent's face. Be hilarious. You just storm off. I'm an anger connoisseur.
An anger connoisseur.
I really hope the supporting cast in X and Y is a lot better.
How can it be? It can't be worse. It's going to be now that I said that, but...
Yep, there you go.
It can't possibly be worse.
I hope they use those people from, like, that you're supposed to be your friends in-game, just like a group of them. It's like... Some chick,
like,
a fat
little
dude.
Fat kid?
Yeah. I feel like
I hope the fat kid's birth.
I love how he said that, too. God, I hope the fat kid's birth. Oh, that's good.
I'm just trying to get out of this stupid mine, and there's just fucking Pokemon everywhere. Thankfully, I got Cameo, and you can just absorb and never die.
I'm recording this live from a mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Pokemon, it was a thing. He stole it with, was it Vanillish? Vanillish, yeah. I always get their names.
Vanillite.
Vanillite. It was Vanillite, Vanillish, and Vanillux. There we go. It's like Deluxe, but with vanilla.
I miss that deck. That deck was pretty awesome.
The ice cream deck?
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. Cotton Candy's going to go perfect, so we have a whole sweets thing going on.
We need, like, a chocolate bar Pokemon.
You can have a whole team.
Ice cream, cotton candy, and chocolate bars.
You can be just like the sweet dough pop with Pokemon.
You need a cake sweets. Pokemon.
Fuck yeah, that would be awesome. Alright, so, ready to move on to Batman?
Yeah, not that I really want to talk about this either, but...
Yes, you do. It was the best episode ever. I think this episode itself surpassed the Green Lantern in quality. Just kidding. This episode was really strange.
I'm not sure what made Aerosol say it on Twitter, that God, I miss Green Lantern.
I think it was Batman. I'm not sure, though. Our hive mind isn't 100% synced up. It's like at like 95%, so we're not sure yet. But I feel like it was this episode.
Maybe.
It was just so strange.
It didn't do anything. Like, all it really did was show that Alfred knew about the sword and that Kitana was part of, like, the CIA or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's all it did. And then there was some big fat guy.
And Commissioner Gordon got trapped in a toy soldier.
Oh, yeah.
And some guy got... I don't remember why he was there.
He didn't.
Yeah, he was. He was trapped in the toy soldier. Oh. Batman saved him. You just watched it.
I wasn't really paying attention much.
Okay, because he was like, pew, 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 Batman stuff. And like the guy's like, you gotta save me, bats. And then he saved Jonah Jameson.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, you say the Spider-Man character, and you're like, oh, okay. Like, that's the way Commissioner Gordon's kind of coming off a little bit. He's like super hard on Batman, even after he saved him.
Is Gordon always like this, or...
Because
I don't remember him being this bad in the animated series, but that was, like, all I really got to go off of.
I'm not, like, aficionado or anything. I don't read any of the comics or anything.
You're not a Batman connoisseur.
No, but in like my experience, he hasn't been that way. I don't really remember anything from the animated series, but I haven't seen it in a long time. But he was fine in, you know, all the movies, and I don't think he was in Young Justice, and I think he was fine in what little I saw of the Batman. But yeah, this is the first time I've seen him be such a dick. Damn it.
What a dick.
It just, I don't know, it's getting kind of like, it's sort of nice to have it start off a little bit differently instead of them instantly being BFF, but it just, he's kind of bordering on annoying now.
Like, at the very beginning, when he showed up and he was scanning, he was like, yeah, that's a bomb, you're gonna kill everyone. And he's just like, arrest Batman! Like,
arrest your mustache! You're just in as cool as the one from the guy in Pokemon that somehow made the episode okay. I want to catch a Caracosta and name it Caracosta. Costco. Caracosco. It's like discounts. I don't know where that came from. I just said it's like discounts. This is what happens when there's like two of us. We just loaf around.
Was this Humpty Dumpty guy in anything before? Because I highly doubt it. You seem really stupid.
I don't remember him. He definitely wasn't in the Dark Knight trilogy. I can tell you that. Pretty much certainty. He was going to be in the fourth sequel, but that's why Christian Bale turned it down. He thought it was too ridiculous. They were going to do a dark, edgy version of him.
I'm trying to picture what that would be.
He, you know who he looked like? He looked like a really bloated kingpin. Like, if someone were to just take, like, a bike pump, put it in Kingpin's mouth, and just start pumping, that would be this dude. So strange. But yeah, it was a strange episode. Strange. I don't even know what next week's about, but this week was very strange. So I'll just keep saying the word strange and hope people...
Crappy is an actual person. Like, well, in the comics.
Oh. Does it say he's on any of these TV series?
Steve.
I assume he was. I don't think they've used anybody original so far.
Let's see. Arkhamverse, Beware the Batman.
Newark. Oh, I was going to say, oh, he was used in that one? I didn't realize that's the one we're watching. Stupid Dawson.
It looks like it was only a couple of comics.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I don't know. That's all I can see.
He was also used in Spider-Man the Animated Series before he was blown up.
Okay. okay. Just accept it.
I hear crickets outside.
What? Cricket?
Costco. Discounts.
Okay, Danball?
Yep, Danball. They balled some Dans.
Oh, yeah, poor Dan.
They said, like I said before, Kaidojin counter was twice this week. It was all in the beginning of the episode, too. Can you believe that Kaidojin is their commander? They seriously inflect that tone on it every time. It's hilarious.
It's like it's the only way to say it. Even though the only stretched syllable in that entire phrase is the O and Do. Like, that's it.
Their
but they always, like, stress the Kai. They're like, Kai!
It was funny. But, yeah, this week's episode was pretty good. Majority of it was kind of plot exposition, but I really liked it just because it sort of tied a lot of things together. Like, I don't remember the dude's name, but the guy with glasses that, who's... been
fuck.
His name's Fuck. Fuck. he's been letting his teammate sacrifice people for him, and he's been mysteriously talking to people on the phone, and I kind of thought he was a bad guy, but it turns out his dad just is aware of the war going on and is sort of coaching his son a little bit, and all of these people that come in have been his protection.
Yeah, his dad's the prime minister of Japan.
So he doesn't want Japan to get stolen. So that would be pretty bad. Like, that's really something. Like, if they get robbed and they steal a whole country, like, shit.
So, just to fill people in, basically, there's three keys, and they're kind of spread amongst LBX's in Second World, and one of them is inside what's-his-face's LBX. So the bandits scan the LBXs that they like smash their fists into to see if they have the key. Because they're trying to get the key so they can take over Second World and basically take over the entire real world.
And give everyone buzz cuts like them.
And so they're like, shit, we have to stop them and stuff. And so that's like the gist of it. And then one of the new guys in Red-Haired Kid's platoon is from Guatemala.
I can explain. I'm from Guatemala.
He's from some poverty country, and apparently they still play with robots in their spare time, even though they're poor and live in huts.
It's like Singapore.
And so he's like, well, we were separated from my friend because of the war, and they put up a gate, and I was trapped in huts. And so he got whisked away to school somehow, even though he lived in poverty. I don't know how that worked. He got hired by Japan, I guess.
You're employed by Japan.
You protect my son. Tosses in school. I'm pretty sure they kidnapped the girl from Guatemala, too. They look the same. This one's male and one's female. I think they're clones.
They're the same person. They just put their genitals up and the genitals program. It's an app.
So many genitals.
In the future, there's going to be an app to get a sex change. I don't know why. I'm sorry. I'm going to get weird. Somebody stop me.
Get weird.
Coming on.
They tried to go to the wall, and they were starting their attack, and then they got, like, the bandits or something have, like, a giant droid thing.
Yeah. And it, like, busted through the walls. And it's like, fuck you, I'm a droid. And then the buzz cut guy was watching from up above. How's he flying? How's he flying?
Very carefully, I don't know.
Okay. Just accept it.
Okay. But yeah, nothing else really happened. It was just a lot of talking and a lot of explaining. There was no confirmation on whether Phantom, yeah, is Kaido Jin's.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for that, since they're like, at the beginning of the episode, they're like, this is going to be our first battle with herpes. And I was thinking, oh, I can't wait to see if Jin joins him. But he was only on the monitor for like 3 seconds talking to teacher bitch. Don't even remember her name. Miss Bitch.
Miss Mido.
That's a funny name. But yeah. Like I said, even though it was a lot of exposition, it was nice the way they tie things together.
It was well done, too. Like, I most of the time I can't get over how this is still, like, a children's show, but it's so well-written. Because I'm so used to, like, how plot-holy Rider is and stuff.
Yeah.
That, like, so far this is a very well-written, well-paced show, so.
Yeah, because, when you think about it, this whole, you know, proxy war story kind of tied up a lot of the mysteries that I was thinking were going to be completely different. Like, you know, whoever was talking to Hojo, essentially saying that Hojo, and then, you know, this guy's dad, it seemed like it was going to be something shady and they were going to end up working for an organization or something and it was going to be evil, but it's all just sort of part of this war. So I kind of like that, where things start making sense. And, like, you know, we know the bandits are that random group of kids. So they're going to take over the world.
It looks like it's just kind of a hodgepodge group of people from different countries, because there was the white coats, which is Russia's, right?
Yeah.
And the green coats, which are someone else. I don't remember. There's, like, countries that they don't even talk about on that show.
They don't even care about them.
Like, they talk about, like, Genok, Russius, Arabia, or whatever, and herpes.
Rabies? They're all named after diseases. They got shingles, smallpox nation, fibromyalgia. I see commercials for that all the time. They're really trying to sell it. Anyway, we're talking about Bandito? Yeah. This guy shaved heads, bandits. Yeah.
I was looking for a list of countries, but I don't think they have.
Brian just searches list of countries, and it's like, what? These don't even. What is this even from the show? United States, Japan, Europe? What is this? South America? What the hell? Peruvian puff peppers.
Okay, Genoc, Rushus, Arabista, Herpes, Londonia, Glenstem,
must be Germany,
Porton, and Crusade.
Porton? What's Portine? What's that from? Portine.
Poitrine?
I don't know.
From the Wizard movie?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, it was a crossdresser. Okay. I knew I heard it. Like, I was hearing Japanese people speaking in my mind, as I often do.
Why do two places represent Greenland?
They only need one place.
Apparently, Hernes has, like, half of Greenland and the North Pole. What the fuck? They said that they were taking over. I hope this is out of date.
It's not even a real place.
Oh, originally, there were 30 countries. Now, there are 8 countries. With some allied, oh, fuck it.
Alliances?
I don't care anymore.
Allied countries? Well, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to group a school into 30 different groups.
Just do it by race. That was awful. Sorry. White kids over here. All right, really black kids here. And then, like, the next darkest. Okay, sorry. Couldn't resist. Damn it, Kevin, I blame you for this. I have to be the controversy person when you're not here. It creates a vacuum, even though aerosol creates an eloquent vacuum, but that doesn't seem to get filled. Something about vacuums.
Is that Russia? Russia's got a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah, it's a good thing Russia doesn't exist anymore. Michael Scott.
Like, they got, like, everything. Genoc's over here in the corner just kind of chilling.
Well, they have been getting quite a bit of wins lately.
Let's see. Hernes has, like, the coast of South America.
South America.
And that's it?
Who has country A?
Arabista.
Oh.
I was assumed it was, like, Arab, like...
Oh.
India.
Oh, God! I was going to say, that's so offensive!
But apparently it's America, so that's new.
The Arabs have America. What? This show's getting controversial, and we're just talking about tiny robots.
This is really random. This is a neat little map, though. It's on the Danball Sankey Wiki.
That rolls off your tongue nicely. Damn, Balsanky Wiki.
If it wasn't obvious, Londonia consists of Britain.
Never would have guessed. I thought it was just a bunch
of London. Britain, Spain, that entire little portion of Europe over there.
I think it's funny when they were showing the flashbacks to that whatever guy. Where was he from? Where did we say he was from?
Guatemala.
Like, when they're showing him, like, battling LBXs and stuff and, like, the poverty, it reminded me of those late-night Help African Kids commercials. And, like, I was just thinking of, like, a version where the guy's like, for just $2 a day, you can help little children in poverty play with tiny robots. Little Jerome here doesn't have a tiny robot of his own, so he poops into water and drinks it. And then they just show pictures of kids standing by trash cans to make it seem sadder. Like... It was funny because, like, I've seen so many of those commercials, and I was just picturing a version in that world where they're, like, campaigning to get, like, children in poverty, tiny robots to perform LBX battles with.
Good times.
That was an offensive segment.
Yes, it was.
For me, Brian was just here being, well, Brian's just like, whatever, man.
Whatevs.
Like, we arranged them by color. Look, I thought it would be funny at the time. But anyway, things are getting good, so I'm looking forward to more of the show, obviously. I'm glad that things are kind of rolling now.
I'm looking forward to all the upcoming kits.
Oh, yeah, they look really good. Especially after I realized that all the new ones have regular eyes, and you don't have to stick them on yourself. Wars kits for life.
There's this guy in my Wars reviews that seriously hates it. Every single fucking Wars review I put up, he's like, oh, Wars is shit, blah, blah, blah. Go back to the original awesome LBX.
Go back to the original. I hate that so much. Nothing beats Bon in his bowl haircut or whatever kind of haircut that was. I think I commented on before how I thought it was funny that Bon is like the most generic looking main character ever.
Is.
Like, in these animes, you get like crazy ass fucks like Yugi with his weird like hair that looks like it was drawn by a 5-year-old. You got Yuma and Yusei and even Senna with his red hair, and Bon just looks like a boy. He just like brown hair, normally cut. He's the most conservative of all protagonists.
He is.
But yeah, the worst kits have improved a lot. Like I said, it's not like the Lumi kit I built was terrible. It's just there's a lot of little engineering things I saw that they improved that I like the eyes. I get so nervous when it's an important part like that, the eyes, that I'm gonna mess it up.
It's okay.
It's okay. There.
How is an Onyx faster than my Turtwig?
It can go longer. I don't know. I feel like an Onyx would just be chasing Turtwig and then lies down and passes it because its length is spread out now. I mean, Ash's Turtwig was pretty fast. It was like Turtwig, Turtwig, Turtwig. It was like really fast. That's all I remember about Ash's Turtwig. Ash was like, Turtwig, use fast. And then it was like, Turtwig, Turtwig. And then it would win. And then it evolved into a Grottle, and they just focused on Chimchar forever.
Poor Turtwig.
I evolved into a Torterra. Yeah, yeah. Chimchar just... Chimchar just danced, so he's sticking around through the 7th gym, and then he's going to evolve really quickly to Infernape.
I forgot that was a thing. Well, there was that whole gap.
Yeah. It was like literally an entire season between gyms. Because, I mean, he fought the 7th gym ice chick with Chimchar, and then it went through Inferno and Infernape. Speaking of Infernape... Oh, actually, that's a pretty good segue. Unless there's something else for Ramble Time. No.
Nope.
Now it's time for...
the Facebook question of the bi-weekly nerds.
Sorry, I had a lot of fun saying that.
I remember this fucking avatar I had that was like Turtwig playing the drums. It was the most adorable thing ever.
I gotta pull it up. Jeez, isn't it?
Turtwig, Turtwig. My answer's gonna be Turtwig now, just because.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Turtwig, Turtwig. Turtwig.
Take out Thormon, where's the bread? Load up, Paige. Oh god, 33 comments. We can do it. My god, the long answers. Alright, a lot of reading. Here we go. All right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This week's question was, what is your favorite Pokemon of all time?
Yep. Chris Hutchinson. Weirdo.
good rebuttal.
Says Bulbasaur.
Cetus Lapita says Charizard. These are Arceus beaters.
Nicholas Herndon-Hoff says Eevee, because it's an evolution Pokemon. I hope that one day there will be an Eevee that has the ability to turn into any of its evolutions, just like the Eevee in the Pokemon Adventures manga, which I thought was a really cool gimmick for that manga. But most likely this will never happen. I'm hoping for a Mega Eevee, though. That'd be kind of a cool gimmick for a Mega Eevee.
That would be, actually.
Its Mega Evolution just lets it convert.
It would be cool if it was, like, it had its own Mega form, and then, like, for its attacks... Whenever it's one of his attacks were just really strong and it would just transform into that form. That'd be really cool. I don't know. Eevee. Hashtag Eevee Nation. Oh, dear God. Okay, Gary Baker says, well, after a night of drunken shenaniganery and random nights with girls, XD, I come onto Facebook to see this. Ugh, where the hell is taxidermized Dawson when you need a pudding and you don't feel like getting up from your laptop, XD? Okay, I kid. Time to actually answer before I make Dawson want to kill me. Psst, too late. I'll put away the knife, it's fine. And I'll see if this it has to be a tie between Groudon because one turn solar beam breaks all logic in two versus two battles in Gen 3, which then breaks the code, thus causing things. Oh my god, Half-Life 3 confirmed.
What?
I have no idea.
There's a joke I don't get. But I'll laugh anyway.
Thank you, Brian. They said confirmed, so it was funny. As well as the fact that I love the overall look of him. And take out a page of Brian's book, Charizard because dragons are cool, like bow ties and fish fingers and custard. Thanks for reading the long answer, guys. Now I want pudding because puddings are cool. You realize that, like, you press the top of my head and the pudding comes out my nose. I'm like Bagel from iCarly, but with me.
I could really go for pudding now.
Me too. Let me just pass my head. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Colony Watkins says, Munchlax, we have stuff in common. Then, boy, I have stuff in common with you.
What is a common rider?
Munchlax.
Okay.
Munchlax.
It's like Church Wig, but with Munchlax.
Munchlax.
Adam Went says Bulbasaur. You should have stopped it there like Chris. Ever since I was a little brat, I always loved the grass starters more and Bulbasaur the most. He was greenish blue, oh, he's describing him now, and just a complete badass in the anime. Does anyone remember the episode Bulbasaur the Ambassador? That episode made me cry.
Bulbasaur fucking kicked everyone's ass.
Also, the Bulbasaur
he's like, fuck you, I'm Bulbasaur. Had
the cards for. Plus, Leaf Green was the first Pokemon game I bought for myself. The first. It was the first Pokemon game I bought for myself.
Math the swoop.
That was like Boston mixed with like a London accent. That was weird.
There we go. Kiefer Martin, another weirdo, says, Mother Truck and Mewtwo. That's the Mewtwo that drives the truck that was near the SSN in the games. True facts. I mean, a mutant cat abomination with psychic powers that was also voiced by Dan Green at one point. I forgot he was, and it made me laugh. What more could you possibly ask for? More
in the Mewtwo alternate
voiced by Dan Green.
In the Red Universe, his name's Dan Red.
I'm a fan of Dan Blue. But
that's the Blue Universe. Chenick Stewart.
My favorite is Dan Ball.
First time commenter. Arceus, because he is Jesus. Now my real answer is Trico. Was it? No, my real answer. Sorry, I read it just now. Little green badass does what he wants whenever he wants. Plus, he's the only grass type I care about because I hate nature. Stupid plants. Great message out there.
Arceus would technically be God.
Poke God.
The creation trio would be more kin to Jesus, but
Poke God. Pod.
Bella, what do you want?
Why how's her stomach?
Her stomach?
You know, she got stung?
Yeah, she got stung in the back, actually. It was really weird. Oh.
My dog ate a bee once and got stung her in the mouth. She chases after everything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's pretty cute, though.
I have a problem with that, too.
She caught a fly midair. It's pretty adorable.
Billy Haggis says Darkrai.
Luke Joseph Cato says Lucario because he's a fighting steel type, black and blue, Anubis based jackal like boxing badass.
Sean Gardinier says, my favorite is and always has been Mewtwo. He's the original psychic badass. Even to this day, he's still amongst the greatest Pokemon.
Anthony Rella says, Bulbasaur for life. Represent.
West Side. I don't know what that was.
So hardcore.
Jared Castillo says, motherfucking Charizard, hell yeah, baby. Okay.
Corey Gong says, Blastoise, no contest. But Bisharp comes in a close second. Weird face. Like, look, I don't know, is that like looking to the side? Like, I don't know.
It's hard to explain.
Poo.
Charles Chong says, Lugia, he's big, stiff, and wet. You felt uncomfortable reading that, didn't you? Not Jedimon or Dawson. Awesome. No, I felt perfectly fine reading that, thank you.
Kevin feels nothing. Right, well, I mean, right. I was going to say right now because he's not here, but just usually. Alan Brown says, Misigno, so powerful, and mortals cannot comprehend its true form. In the mere presence, in its, wait, and its mere presence is enough to glitch reality.
It's an interesting way of looking at Misigno. Brody Taylor Gage says Walrein.
TDA Winner says, damn it, Dawson. This is a hard answer. This is a hard question to answer. After a bit of thought, though, I have to say Bisharp, since he's pretty much a common writer. Sorry for Alligator, Sceptile, and Samurott. I like the other three better because you didn't give a Toku reason.
EagleArdo26 says Blastoise. No wait, Blaziken. No wait, Blastoise. No wait, Blaziken. Damn it, Dawson.
Everyone's mad at me.
It's so hard to pick only one. It's too bad Blastoise and Blaziken never fusion like Venusoise. Blastoise. There, that counts.
Kevin K. Phantom Thong says Shugrin Shinobi. I mean, Jigglypuff.
I'm a Jigglypuff.
Brian totally sings. Can you see the similarities?
Shugrin Shinobi.
I'm not one of those who's biased on the three starters. I don't know why I'm doing this. It's pink, it's fluffy, and it's fabulous as shit. Takadir Shuki 4141252 wait 2759 sorry 0444 fuck you, I ain't desperate for friends.
Oh, that's your friend code? I thought that was a fucking Animal Crossing dream code. I'll add you, don't worry.
I thought you just like numbers.
I know you got Twitter, you should just message me. Damn it. Edgar Sumbro Quack says, Keldeo, Pony or Meloetta, the cute little dancing singing, or singer, rather, or Eevee, because it's a dog, cat, bear, fox. Project A-194CA, I can see it. It's being constructed. Well, Comrade Aerosol, he's not even here.
I'm not even sure. There's like a battle going on underneath this.
I think
this.
There's something happening.
There's an inside joke, but no one's here for it. So I'm going to skip on to TKD Keeger.
Bill just flew over the couch. Cat's upstairs throwing the ball around. She just leaped over.
You just look behind you, see a flying dog. Oh, that's great. TKD Tigray says, Hitmonlee, Bruce Lee inspired Pokemon. Yep, the true badass of Pokemon.
Danger, danger, Joe Bailey says, motherfucking Diglett represent, yo, he'll fuck you up.
Daniel Atkins says, Umbreon, ever since Pokemon Colosseum, I've grown attached to the little guy, and when I was finally able to get the friendship level high enough to evolve my Eevee and Gold, my evening gown, I was able to level up my evening gown to Umbreon evening gown. It felt like a real accomplishment. Plus, his color scheme is just awesome. My runners up would be Lucario, Haunter, Mewtwo, and Shadow Lugia.
Anthony Ciano says, it's really funny when I'm editing the podcast because I can always hear her jingles and I can never tell if it's actually her jingles or the podcast her jingles. And I get really confused. I look around, she's not here. And I think there's a ghost jingle or something. I don't know.
Ghost Santa.
Anthony Ciano says, Samurott, he's a BAMF and he evolves from one of the cutest starters to this massive fighter.
Eric Nichols says, Deoxys, space Pokemon phase changer for the win.
Kyle Spork. I'm going to go with Spork.
Chances for the win.
Breloom, because he's punching everything.
Jeff Moses, Squirtle, because he's a water type and a turtle, and he can rock a pair of shades. I like how your reasons are describing his traits.
Unlike my Animal Crossing character, who can totally rock the same pair of shades. Pellet, what's wrong, baby?
Didn't go away. She's getting tired of flying.
No, her ball's over in the corner. Bella, get down. I'll get it. Hold on. Eric Beltran says, wow, this is a hard one, because there are so many. I guess we'll have to be Bulbasaur for the win.
Lawrence Tubbs says, Brian just got up to go get the ball. There are over 650 Pokemon. You might want to ask your brother to choose. You done lost your damn mind. Then he says, Pick Knight. Didn't make it back in time, Brian. Now I'm hosting the podcast alone. Fuck! I don't know what to do. I'll just sit here in silence awkwardly. Brian, come back.
Hold on, I'm getting the ball.
I'm hosting the podcast alone. Damn it, I'm trying to find a book to read to people because I think it would be funny, but I don't have any books. Damn it, I hate books. I need one now. La 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 la. It'd be funny to come back and I'm just reading something to the audience and Brian's just hearing it. Wait, I have a computer in front of me. Let's see, what should I find to read? This is just going to get cut out. I hope he keeps a little bit of it though, because I'll send this in as my audition tape. I feel like people are watching me, but I'm literally just here by myself. Oh, I know what to do. I got it, guys. Don't even worry about it. Ready? Got you covered.
I've retrieved it. I'm a hero.
Wait, I was entertaining them. We gotta finish the song. It's only us. I conclude Dawson hosts the podcast by himself. I didn't know what to do. I was looking around for a book to read to them, and I couldn't find one.
Stephen Ketchum. That's going. Funny now. Says, Eevee, he is the best. I love him so much. My email is Eevee Ketchum, and just for the hell of it, period.
Andrew Booth says, Mudkip, because it's so cute. I liked it before there was a meme. Deal with it. I could care less for Marshtomp and Swampert, but I love Mudkip. It's just so damn cute.
And Nicholas Booth.
Nicholas! You got him. Got him too.
Mega Blaziken because he looks so badass. That's not even fair.
That just came out.
You don't exist yet.
We don't even got that.
We don't.
Now this is the part we give our answers.
Yeah. It's hard for me to pick one favorite. I agree with what Chris said on Twitter that Charizard is a severely overrated Pokemon, but I love him so much because dragons, female Charizards are bitches.
What? My female Charizard is the best. It's not my fault I realized 3/4 through the game that it was female, but I just went with it.
Okay. But I still really love Charizard. Munchlax is probably one of my favorite Pokemon. Just because I always liked Snorlax, and Munchlax was smaller and ate shit like me. So I always liked Munchlax for that reason. And obviously I also like Snorlax. Scraggy and Scrafty have become favorites of mine, even though I kept calling him a little bitch before.
You were really mad at him.
I really was.
He was like the oldest Pokemon for
you. He was. And so those are probably some of my top three. I might have to think really hard, and I really didn't for this question. On some like oddball ones, but Umbreon's always been a big one for me. Ampharos, Wailord's always kind of neat. Some really odd stuff. I don't like legendaries at all, so Mewtwo can go suck a dick.
Now I'm picturing that, and it's very disturbing. And a little bit of rousing, a little bit of blood just rushed into my penis. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I was just thinking of The Office. Sorry.
Okay.
That's when blood rushes into my penis when I think of The Office.
Got it.
I've gone too far. Sorry. Still on a high from hosting the podcast by myself. What a rush. And I know what Ryan Seacrest feels like every night. Sorry, continue. Hello? Am I alone again?
Hold on.
And this is the RR podcast.
I kept sneezing.
I just found this week's title. It was that just now what I just said. It's going to be called This. Is the RF podcast.
I hope not.
Yes. I don't have anything else. All I have is Gaim puns and nothing Gaim related is happening.
Gengar is always pretty cool. I don't just go.
Ryan's just listing Pokemon now. Cool, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Charizard, just going through like the Pokedex. I think my all-time favorite is always Totodile. I've always just really liked him. He's like really cool and adorable at the same time. And I don't know. It's hard to describe. I just really like the look of him. I kind of like the whole line, like up to Feraligatr. But yeah, maybe like Totodile through Feraligatr is my favorite. One of you just said it, where you said I don't favor the starters too much. It got me thinking, which is something I'll have to like sit down and actually look at like one of those Pokedex books I have to think about. What's my favorite non-starter, just because a lot of my favorites are starters, just because I like their design so much. But I'm going to have to really think about that, what my favorite outside of the starters is. I know one of my favorites is Crocodile, because he's just awesome. But, yeah. Now is the time where we answer for our comrades who aren't here. Aerosol's favorite Pokemon is Garurumon. And Kevin's is Moochie from Monster Rancher.
It was Mochi.
Oh, fuck, whatever. Michael. That's his brother who, like, mooches off of him. That's Kevin's favorite.
You're such a Moochie.
But, yeah, so. Pokemon!
We need more Pokemon questions.
Really? More Pokemon segments?
Fuck Toku.
We'll just call this podcast PPP. Pokemon, and Prattlings.
What?
I don't know. And now it's time for laughter. This is the segment where we just laugh for like 5 minutes.
That's most of the podcast.
That's true. It's like with concentrated laughter, though. But now, seriously, it's time for
final things.
MP3. All right. So, not a lot to say here as usual. Just make sure to send in your Twitter questions for next week's cast and all that good stuff. I can't think of anything else to say.
Is there anything else to do in Orberg City besides beat that guy?